Sunday Mornings with Yellowknife Vineyard.
I'll be preaching there in June, and we'll have a few more from them come and preach here. So it's good that our churches are working together in unity. So welcome, and we look forward to your sermon today.
As Josh said, my name is Nick Kiger, and I'm originally from a community called Joe Haven, Nunavut. Now, Joe Haven is on an island called King William, and it is the only community that is on there. Before I start, I'd like to pray. So let us pray. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The passage that was read earlier this morning is based on the foundation of Christian life. And the first part of verse 42 says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. And on the day of Pentecost, the sound of rushing wind, the tongues of fire, and the conversion of 3,000 were all remarkable events. But the things described in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, were the abiding legacy of God's work. And they relied on the apostles to communicate to them who Jesus was and what he had done. They trusted in Jesus. Now they wanted to know more. So they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. There was to be no departure from the apostles' doctrine, because it was the truth of God. Now this passage also says that they were devoted themselves to fellowship. This also has the idea of association, communion, fellowship, and participation, which means to share in something. Christian life is meant to be full of fellowship, of sharing one with another. We share the same Lord Jesus. We share the same guide for life. We share the same love for God. We share the same desire to worship him. We share the same victories. We share the same job of living for him. And we share the same joy of communicating the gospel. And the apostles, even living so close to the time when Jesus was crucified, they still never wanted to forget what he did on the cross. They also devoted themselves to prayer. Whenever God's work is done, God's people gather for prayer and worship. So we can see that from based on what we've read, the power and glory of the early church flows from this foundation of the word. Fellowship, remembrance of Jesus' work on the cross, and prayer. Now, fellowship, worship, and praise also came from the earlier, and it goes way back. I'm going to take a look at 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 11 to 14 reads, "The priests then withdrew from the holy place. All the priests who were there had consecrated themselves, regardless of their divisions. All the Levites who were musicians, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and their sons and relatives, stood on the east side of the altar, dressed in fine linen and playing cymbals, harps, and lyres. They were accompanied by 120 priests sounding trumpets. The trumpeters and musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments, the singers raised their voice in praise to the Lord and sang, 'He is good. His love endures forever.' Then the temple of the Lord was filled with the cloud, and the priests could not perform their service because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the temple of God." Now, that time was when the glory of God filled the temple, the place of worship. They gave praise and thanks to the Lord with instruments. The choirs and musicians raised their voices and sang that song, "He is good, his love endures forever." The Levites, who were the choirs, felt that it was right on that day to give praise and be focused on the Lord. So the house of the Lord, the temple, the place of worship, was filled with a cloud. And this is the same cloud that is seen in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. This is the same cloud that stood by Israel. And it's also the same cloud of glory that God spoke to Israel from. This is also the same cloud of glory that overshadowed Mary when she conceived Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. And it is also the same cloud of glory presented at the transfiguration of Jesus. Now, I cannot imagine the presence of the power of God. The evidence of the power of God. One of the greatest, most powerful works God can do is change the human heart to words of reverent honor of the Lord. and as believers of Jesus Christ. There'll be times where areas in our lives are challenging and great. And there'll be times in our lives where it seems as there's almost no hope. But let us remember the apostles and Paul and Silas. We can see that in Acts chapter 16, verses 25 and 26. It reads, "About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose." Paul and Silas were badly beaten, but while they were still in chains, while they were in their darkest days, they never stopped praising God. They still prayed and sang praises to God. I don't know what it felt like at that day. And I don't know what most of us have been through in our lives. Some of us may be chained down by something or may feel discouraged by something. But like the apostles and believers, let us use their examples. Because fellowship, singing prayer, singing praises, and prayer is like a weapon to break any bondage of this world. Breaks any chains that may be holding us back. The Bible says to be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. To put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. My brothers and sisters, the church is meant to worship God and learn His word together. Yet it is meant to do more. God wants us to share our lives with one another. The scripture we read, the Christian experience was daily, joyful, and simple. And these are good examples for us to follow. And this is God's prescription for church growth if we take care to follow the example of today's passage. God will certainly take care of growing the church Himself. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for your word. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. And we also thank the earlier apostles who went up and down the country preaching your word. But Lord, let us continue to learn. And let us continue to grow the fruits of the Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We'll now invite and welcome the worship leaders back up here to sing.
Thank you for listening. We hope you can join us again next time. Be blessed.